Joining me now is Upperman Bees baseball head coach Wes Shanks. Coach, team is coming off of a really, really impressive two-game sweep over York Institute. Tell me, over these two games, what did you see from your guys that you really liked?
The week before, we came off of the Dean Rennie Classic in Knoxville. We competed with some tough teams, but we had to change our focus to conference and bring some more intensity. And we worked on that throughout the week and practice leading up to this series. And our guys executed. I mean, they did everything we asked, so I couldn't be prouder of them. And it's big anytime you can come away with a 2-0 in a rival conference series like that. So it's great, great for the guys, great for the team.
Offensively on Tuesday, it looked like your guys really were seeing Nick Smith really well. He's obviously a very good, very tough left-handed pitcher. What do you think was the key in your guys being able to score five runs off him, score six runs as a whole? What was the key there, do you think?
Patience at the plate, again, something we worked on heavily in the couple days leading up to that. We knew he was going to be a tough guy to face on the mound, a very talented left-hander with a lot of stuff that can put you in a defensive at-bat. And so we did a great job of seeing pitches did well enough to put the ball in play and had some timely hits, and that's the game of baseball. We kind of small-balled him a little bit to score a few runs, and our pitching staff did a great job of getting us in the position to win the ball game with Caden Shanks on the bump and Tick Christian following that game two. And, of course, Eli Huddleston was dominant in game one. So our pitching staff doesn't need to be overlooked with our hitting approach as well.
Eli is actually one of the ones I was going to ask you about because he seems like he's really been throwing the ball well of late. I know he's had double-digit strikeouts multiple times. What do you think is working well for him? I think he's just playing with that confidence that he's supposed to be playing with. Is it his command? How is he pitching as well as he is right now?
It started in February with him. He's one of those guys that comes in early, stays late. He's always working on arm care, his program, his bullpens. And so the last 2 months have led up to his last four or five games where he's just been around the plate. He throws a lot of strikes. He doesn't have missed pitches. He doesn't miss to experienced hitters that you don't need to miss to. So he's done a great job and understands going into the game what his objective is, what his game plan is, and has done a great job of executing.
I don't feel like it's possible to overstate how important a pitcher like him is or how important any of your pitchers are, because I feel like, and I think you'd agree as a coach, that anytime you've got a group of guys that every time they take the mound, you know you've got a chance to win. I would say that does a lot for a team's confidence, especially from an offensive standpoint.
Absolutely. And it gives your hitters a chance to get within themselves and work throughout the games. Sometimes you may have a slow start, but having the confidence that you're not going to be down five, six, seven runs after the first couple of innings because you do have a pitcher that can keep a ball game close does give your team the confidence, especially at the plate, knowing that we have, hey, four or five innings before we need to make sure that we get those runs. Now, at the coaching staff, we've, you know, pushed our kids to obviously not wait that long, but seeing one of our pitchers, we've got several between Eli, Caden, even Thomas Enzer has done well amongst others. We see them and how they approach the batters, and we take that in on the offensive plate for ourselves as well. So it's worked out both ways.
You mentioned you guys have played a relatively tough schedule. Mentioned the DeMarini tournament. You guys just played Warren County recently this past week. I have to ask, how do you feel that this tough schedule has prepared you for your district, and that, you know, obviously there's a lot of teams in this district that are going to battle every single night and are going to force you to play your best every single night. How do you feel like that schedule has prepared this team?
It's opened some eyes a little bit because we're seeing some very talented pitching consistently. And, you know, beginning at this week with York, we have a stretch here where we've got 16 games in 21 days, and we've kind of led these boys on as saying, hey, you have got to have mental focus as much as physical focus in the next 2 weeks. And playing the stronger talent helped us gauge where we were at the very beginning of the season with a no scrimmage, no hardly preseason due to COVID restrictions. And so that's where the struggle has been the first couple of weeks. And we're still not where we want to be, but the kids are understanding right now with that strong competition what our goal is, what we need to be achievable. And so that was a good mindset. I know we came away with some losses, and the kids understood that, hey, we might not have had a win against a quality opponent, but we were right there with them. And so now we just got to continue to build on that and learn how to win and continue to win on those and take one and two wins into about four, five, six wins in a row.
The last time we spoke, Coach, you mentioned that in a year where you're not able to do scrimmages or anything like that, that the cream kind of rises to the top in terms of, you know, guys stepping up and filling spots, figuring out who works best where. Have you seen that more clarity in that aspect and that you kind of know who's going to be in the everyday lineup? Or are you still kind of waiting on a couple guys? What's the situation there right now?
No, absolutely. The first two or three weeks, you start noticing, of course, with baseball, it's very can be very streaky. We've got a couple guys right now batting over 500, and they've just been consistently putting the bat on the ball. And so we've moved guys from the nine hole all the way up to the three hole. We've moved them from the two hole all the way to the nine hole. It's just, it's been one of those fluctuating lineups. And even in the field, you know, some guys have played, I think I've got one guy that's played four or five different positions in the field just because that's what the needs are. And the guys have really bought in to our coaching staff's philosophy of be an athlete and play anywhere, which allows us as a coaching staff to put guys in positions to succeed. And so the mindset was tough at the beginning of the year because it was putting some guys in some uneasy positions, but at the same time, we're growing on that, and I believe we're being a better well-rounded team right now in the mid-season form as we get, you know, kicked off here in about our third week.